Now the weather may have taken a downturn in Prague to drizzling rain, but one place they're hoping will hold out for beautiful weather is Wilbur, Nebraska in the United States. This Friday we'll see the start of the town's annual Czech festival, expected to draw thousands of interested visitors. For more than 40 years, the festival has celebrated Czech heritage, showing off traditional folk costumes, polka music, and of course to enjoy Czech cooking and beer. Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to the festival's spokesman, John Fiala, on a line from Nebraska.
22% of our population in Nebraska is Czech-Slovak. And as a result, this festival, which of course is of 3 days, is very important to the people in the Midwest to carry on their culture and traditions. It involves music, of which, of course, we have many polka bands. Our parades are truly Czech-oriented. Last year, our total attendance was 52,000 people in 3 days, 15 to 20,000 each day.
Well, what are some of the traditional dishes that visitors of the festival will be able to enjoy?
Everybody looks forward to the Czech dinners, which are primarily usually pork and sauerkraut and dumplings, as well as duck dinners, along with the kolaches. And by the way, I might mention that the kolaches total usually up in the 20,000 dozens.
So no complaints about Czech food being heavy or anything like that?
None whatsoever.
And would you say then that ultimately the Czech festival has helped, say, I don't know, second or third generation Czechs to really rediscover their roots and to be able to meet different people through that background?
We feel that it serves that purpose, because I know that with our national pageant, the girls that compete in this pageant learn more about themselves and about their ancestry. And it helps them go out into the public as ambassadors for the Czechs and Slovaks.
One of the main sites visited during the festival will be the Wilbur Hotel. And there, Jan spoke briefly with caterer Jana Nicholson, also of Czech heritage. She described her view on the festival as well as the Wilbur Hotel.
It was built in 1895, over 100 years old. And we try to keep it, you know, pretty much looking the way it was. Of course, you have to do a few upgrades with regulations this day and age, but it's pretty much restored to the way it was then. And the Czech cellar is the rough walls and, you know, the bare ceiling and that type of thing. So it's kind of neat.
What do you enjoy that is particularly Czech?
I think seeing the people that come to enjoy Czech days, and it's not just the young that come to maybe the beer gardens and stuff. It's the older people that come in to actually eat the meals, you know, taste and that. But I think just seeing how much people do enjoy what they're seeing.
And do people talk a lot about Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic, say, people who've been there more recently, or some who, say, have never been even, who are several generations down the line?
Yes, they do. Right here in our own community, we have people that go every year or every other year. And, of course, then they come back and they tell you what's new and what's different and, you know, what we should try to offer here if we can get it and things like that. I've never been over there, but in seeing the different things in our family history of the Czechs is amazing. We had a gentleman here that was a musician from Czechoslovakia, and he stayed, and he said if he had needed to retire, you know, at that time, he said Wilbur would be a place he'd want to retire because it's so much like from where he's from.
Wilbur, Nebraska's Czech festival lasts through to Sunday. So if you happen to be in the neighborhood and are interested in trying Czech food in the United States or seeing some of those events, including the Miss Czech Slovak USA beauty pageant, why not drop by?